It is Remembrance Day, and there obviously will be some things that are a little different, still with some restrictions in place, but let's find out what that is all about. Peter Swandale is the president of the Bendigo RSL sub-branch, and he joins us on the show this morning. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, today, it's fantastic that at this stage the sun is shining, and at this stage there certainly are some things, unlike last year, that people can get involved with, but there are still some restrictions. So how's that going to play out today?
Yes, well, today we'll be holding the service at the Bendigo District RSL sub-branch in Havilah Road. Unfortunately, as you indicated, there are some restrictions, and unfortunately we were forced to hold it at Havilah Road. So that service will start at 10:45. So we're asking people to arrive a little bit early just to make sure we bring them in safely and securely. There will be a bugler and a soloist at the Soldiers Memorial Institute at 11 o'clock, as well as Bracing Square in Eagle Hawk. So we were certainly trying to cover our bases and particularly engage with the community.
So, talking of the community then, can anyone and everyone roll up? Are the QR check-ins, how is that side of it working?
Yep, so certainly at the Havilah Road, yes, we welcome anyone who wishes to come along, as long as they're double vaccinated and QR code, that is fine, so we welcome anyone.
So that is a good thing that it's, you know, some form of normality, still not particularly exactly as you'd want, but certainly much better than last year, and hopefully a sign of things to come as we go forward.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, we've certainly faced many challenges prior to this, but as you said, hopefully we go forward with this one. But we're keen, and as you've already indicated, the sun is shining. How good is that?
Yeah.
We certainly were bracing for some storms, but hopefully they'll hold off.
And certainly we face no bigger challenges than those who fought for the country and were there when the guns finally stopped in 1918. It's a very special day.
Well, it definitely is a special day. It's about pause, reflect and remembering those, you know, who served, but particularly those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I ask the community to, no matter what you're doing, you know, for that 11 o'clock, just pause and remember. It's very important.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, we salute all of those who have served and do serve and will serve as well. So it's a very special day. And Peter, we wish you every success with it today. And there's always great community support. And I think one of the things, just in closing, one of the things that is great is that the support is not just confined to older Australians. It's people of all ages, I think, have a very deep understanding of what this day is all about.
Yeah, very true. The younger generation are certainly engaging more. You know, all the years I've been involved with, you know, the RSL, you know, we've certainly seen a resurgence of the younger people, you know, embracing that. And that is fantastic. And they want to learn. There's a thrive. You know, they want to learn the history of their family. And that's really, you know, supporting them.
Yeah, certainly is. Peter, thanks very much for joining us. All the very best today. And hope everything goes off well.
Thanks, Rob. I much appreciate it. Thank you.
All the best. Peter Swandale from the Bendigo RSL sub-branch.